From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Friday, June 3rd. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival. Todd Palmer is a veteran chamber musician at Spoleto. Just how long has he been coming here?
Since the Clinton administration, 1994, when all things were good, economy was good, the internet was just born, and, you know, everyone was in a much better mood, I think. We all had money back then.
In a moment, we'll hear from Todd Palmer about a work he commissioned that has a performance on Sunday and explain how he got so much bang for his buck. This Monday night at Gilliard Auditorium, Joseph Flummerfelt will conduct a concert with the Westminster Choir, the Charleston Symphony Orchestra Chorus, and the Spoleto Festival USA Orchestra. On the program, Three B's, a Te Deum by Anton Bruckner, Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, and the Alto Rhapsody by Johannes Brahms.
Well, the Alto Rhapsody was based on a Goethe text, and it's really about the human being as an outsider, disconnected from the world. And Brahms himself said that he was always the outsider. He felt, in spite of his great genius, sort of disconnected from the world. And it's written for contralto, mezzo-soprano, and orchestra, and then ends with a very beautiful hymn-like men's chorus, in which the outsider is, the text asks that he be healed from his disconnection and from his pain.
That concert is at 7:30 Monday night. For event listings, more information, and longer conversations with our guests, go to our website, spoletofest.org. That's spoletofest.org. On Sunday, Bela Fleck and the original Flecktones will be making a one-night-only appearance at Spoleto. Charleston Post and Courier critic Jack McRae is looking forward to it.
He's what Duke Ellington would call beyond category. He's a genius to begin with. And he has a spirit of adventure that I think places him firmly in the jazz tradition. That's what jazz musicians do, whether you're playing what we call jazz or not. Just the whole notion of seeking freedom, seeking beauty, risk-taking, adventurousness, exhilaration. He does all of that stuff. I just think he's fantastic.
A long time ago, back in the early 1990s, clarinetist Todd Palmer commissioned composer Ricky Ian Gordon to write a piece of music for voice, clarinet, and piano, something that he could pair on a program with Schubert's Shepherd on the Rock, which is for the same forces. He wanted a piece that was about 12 minutes long, but as Todd Palmer told Rachel Stewart, he got a lot more than he bargained for.
What ended up happening is that he wrote a 70-minute song cycle based on the story of Orpheus and Eurydice. So you can say I got my money's worth. But
so he didn't charge you extra for this?
No, he didn't charge me extra for the other 60 minutes of music. But what happened is that, unfortunately, that became such a huge work that very few sopranos were willing to take it on, or none were willing at first, because it was the complete unknown, and plus it was of such great length that they're all too busy, which is true. So it's literally sat on the shelf for years, collecting dust.
Into the Bush administration.
Right, yes, well into the Bush administration, until Ricky, by that point, was a rising star. And so now Elizabeth and I have performed it maybe a dozen times. We just did it in Roanoke, Virginia. And the piece has now been orchestrated. Now it's not just for piano. There are all these different versions now, which is, it's just unbelievable where it went.
Clarinetist Todd Palmer and soprano Elizabeth Futrell will perform excerpts of the song cycle at the Chamber Music Concert Series three times this Sunday and Monday. The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again Monday for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.